Shio, and welcome to DrStanleyLive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. So when do you ever really know someone, or anyone for that matter? I think you can get to know someone in a flash merely by witnessing how they act and react under pressure. Whether that action or reaction is directed at you or someone else, you will have all the information you need to tell exactly what their nature is at that exact point in their life. Then you get to decide how you want to handle yourself in response, or if you want to engage with that person further. Not to mention, do you really want to share your secrets with that person if there is an indicator of rage, vindictiveness, abuse, dishonesty, or disloyalty? I was talking with a woman once who was telling me about an accident she was in where she was rear-ended. Apparently, a husband and wife were driving in separate cars side by side when the husband slammed into this woman from behind. The wife jumps out of the car and runs over to her husband's car and starts screaming at him, never minding to ask either her husband or the woman who was hit if they were okay. So this is how she handles herself under pressure with her husband. Geez, what's she like at home? I was chatting with a man on the phone once when I heard him say to someone, "What did you say to me?" Then he said, "Let me call you back." When he called back, I asked what happened. He said that he was pulling out of a parking spot when a woman pushing a child in a cart yelled curse words at him because she thought he was going to back into her. He jumped out of the car and started cursing back at the woman. The profanity this man used left me nearly speechless, and folks, that's pretty dang hard to silence me. I said, "You didn't really say that to her, did you?" He said, "Yeah, I don't care if she's with her kid or not. She didn't care how she talked in front of her kid, so neither did I." As I recall, he even threatened her. So this is how he handles himself under pressure with women and children. Geez, what's he like at home? I was dating a man once who had just gotten a divorce. They had no children together. She had already moved out of state, and oftentimes when having to deal with his former wife, while tying up the loose ends, this man would go into what I call a funk, which is sulking, pouting, and self-pity. Yeah, it really was as unattractive as it sounds. This man could not confront anything that was remotely challenging. Whenever he was mildly stressed or distressed over anything, there he'd go into the funk and become completely non-communicative. So this was the level of communication that I had to look forward to. Folks, you never really know anyone until you know how they treat you under pressure. While it's easy enough to point fingers at others for their behavior under pressure, it's also important to look at our own behavior to see how we treat people under pressure as well. This is where our true nature will be revealed, but that in no way means that it can't be changed. I, for one, used to be a royal hothead and as pompous and arrogant as they come. I can tell you straight up, that wasn't working for me. I started asking those close to me how they read me, because I wanted to change. I wanted blunt force in my face feedback, even if it hurt. I wanted to change, and I wanted to confront my own inner rage, because I knew exactly who and what I didn't want to look like. I wanted to be woman enough to knock the chip off my own shoulder. Now my spirit is much more gentle, tender, and feminine. Granted, it took some practice to be a better me, and now very few things rub me the wrong way. Talk about calming my spirit. So while I firmly believe you really never know anyone until you know how they treat you under pressure, no one really knows you either until they see how you treat them under pressure. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Dainada, Gohayo. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.